Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
May gets the snap. Atlanta brings the house. May in trouble. Ball is fumbled. It's scooped up. James Pierce trying to get to the end zone. Pierce is tackled with 23 seconds left at the New England 5.
How about the two rookies stepping up and making a play?
It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Dylan is behind the glass, and we are talking Falcons. Get your calls in right now, 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Getting you caught up on the headlines before you head out, Trae Young is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks after suffering a sprained MCL in his right knee. Hawks did lose last night to the Cavs, 117-109. They play again tomorrow night against the Magic at home. Pre-game is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Georgia beat Florida 24-20 in Jacksonville. Georgia Tech lost their first game of the season on Saturday as they lost to NC State 48-36. And the Dodgers have won another World Series. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 7, 5-4. And, of course, the Falcons fell to the New England Patriots 24-23. Drake London, though, had a huge game. Here he is after the game with Dave Archer.
Very, very cool, especially to do it in this league. Kind of like a bucket list item type of deal. But, again, it really don't mean nothing if we don't have to win.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's a lot of the sentiment from a lot of the players that spoke yesterday. And I know that Bo and Arch talked to Brandon Dorlus. It was a lot the same. It's unfortunate because statistically, like we've talked about throughout the show, you stepped up in so many different situations, but a lot of statistics kind of let you down. And you look at third down conversions on both sides of the football. That really was what stunk it up, and that's what you weren't able to do in this game. So Drake London, as good as he played, there were just certain opportunities missed when it comes to this offensive football team and things you could not pull through on.
Dude, Drake London, we talked about it in a pregame yesterday. He is – alpha is one thing, but he is the ferocious, the dog, the guy that just – he's a tone setter, right? Yeah. In so many ways, offensively, with the attitude. And he said something interesting in postgame to us. I'd never heard him – Arch asked him about it, and he said, yeah, well, I've got to be better at having that right off the bat. And I don't know about you – because you know, because you played a position where like wide receiver, you got to have your moment, right? You kind of put up the bat to kind of have that.
Sure,
that,
you got
to
get play. In the flow of the game.
And I played soccer. I was a defender. I was a fullback, or whatever. So there had to be a challenge my way, right? Before it kind of got where you felt like I'm in the game. The game has started.
Sure.
But Drake was talking about how he's got to have that right off the bat, and because sometimes it takes a play or two that when it comes his way to get him involved. How is that for you on the offensive line?
Yeah, I think that it's, like you said, I think it's a little bit easier for the offensive line. I do think that sometimes when for the offensive line, when it comes down to like, okay, it's third one now, we kind of have to step into this situation. But I think for every football team and for every position, it is a little bit different. And Drake got put up to bat on that 4th and 2, was not able to make the play. I think that he's probably a little bit frustrated by that. But, look, man, it's hard to be mad with his performance yesterday, period. And I know that he's just being hard on himself.
Well, and I know we have a couple calls on the line. We're going to get to those in a second. But one guy we did want to see a lot from in this game was Bijan Robinson. He finished the game with 12 rushes for 46 yards, career high 8 receptions for 50 yards.
Yeah, I think that when it comes to Bijan yesterday in the game plan and everything else that kind of goes along with what Bijan Robinson is, I didn't necessarily mind it. There's going to be people that look at it and go, look at the box score, look at the 12 and go, oh man, I wish Bijan would have had more carries. Bijan was involved. Bijan had 8 catches. It's not like we just pulled Bijan off the field and our best player was not on the field as part of the game plan. I didn't mind it. We obviously went away from the run game on purpose and we're like, all right, we're not going to beat our head on the wall and act like we're just going to run the ball between the tackles and run wide zone and do everything else. So I don't know. I didn't know how to feel about that one after the game. I wish you would find better ways to get him the ball, and you did run some different offensive plays in the run game, but the numbers-wise – it just is what it is. The flow of the game dictated that you kept going to Drake Glenn, and that's what you did.
He had 7 touches in the first half. He had like 4 at a point in a commercial break where I looked at Arch and I was just like, man, I feel like we got to get Bijan some more touches, but I don't hate the game plan. Because what are the – see, this is the problem is you can say run the football to your – it drives me nuts because people just scream run the football. But you have to see what you're running against, Mike. And the fact when they're loading boxes up, they're essentially the best run defense in the league.
Yeah,
and they got extra defenders in there. You've got to loosen it up a little bit before you can just try to establish that run game. And I thought that that was a actual good idea. The problem was is you started slow at being successful. And that, like, the first drive was not very good. The second drive was phenomenal. Penix came out and was just letting it rip. So they got to it, and eventually the game played out where Bijan got his touches. But there are going to be games in the league where you just can't hit your head against the ball so you can say you ran the football. Because running the football, running run plays and actually running the football are 2 different things in my mind.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Well, and emotions, of course, are high after the loss yesterday. We've got Trayvon from Decatur on the line, 404-726-0929, if you want to get your calls in. Trayvon, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, team. How y'all doing?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Mike's Mafia. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to just say, y'all have hit the nail on the head this morning. I can't be mad at the game plan. Good, hard-fought game. Mike, I just got one question for you, though.
Go ahead.
That third down that New England converted to put the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Was that a legal chop block, or should have been called a foul?
Appreciate the phone call, and thank you for being part of the Mafia. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's one of those things that when our team does it, I'm like, nah, we're good. You know what I mean? And then when you see somebody do it to us, you're like, oh, come on. And you throw your hands up in the air.
And so
I don't know.
It's borderline.
Right. It would be ticky-tack either way. If somebody called it on you, you'd be like, ticky-tack call. But then when it happens to you, you're like, all right, man, like that's probably not legal. I don't know. I hate that it came down to that, and I don't necessarily know that the game should be blamed on that. But there was a number of unfortunate things like that did happen.
Let's go out to Cody in Cumming. Cody, how are you feeling this morning?
Good morning, y'all. I wish I was feeling a little better, man. I'm going to have to kind of be a little bit less optimistic, man. If it wasn't for that once in a, like, 2-year play that happened right before the half, we would have been getting blown out coming out of the half. We came out. We looked awful on our first drive. The Patriots came out right after us and marched right down the field and scored. We came out not ready to go. If you look at all the statistics that are coming out about us, Mike Conti tweeted one last night, how we're beating all of our opponents in the stat categories, but losing games. It screams coaching. The writing's all over the walls. I don't know how our kicking situation has not been addressed in the summertime when you're supposed to evaluate things like that instead of just trying to give everyone a job because you want to be nice to them and give them a chance. They had their chances. This is a league. It's cutthroat. You got to you know, make some hard decisions out here so we can have the best players on the football field. I don't know, man. And also, if we didn't get blown out by Carolina, and if we handled our business against a crappy, crappy, crappy Miami team, we wouldn't even be tripping about
that. That's the end of the conversation.
So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's the end of the conversation. That game yesterday, it's like in and of itself, you're not going to sit there and harp on coaching, but the fact that everything that's led up to that, then you look at it and go, oh, dude.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't want to hear... Here's one thing I'm not... I can't do. We can't moan and gripe that we don't have any defensive players that make plays, that are playmakers, and then go draft guys that do just that. See, here's the deal. We can't say, well, they made plays and we didn't. We made a play. It's not a once-in-a-generational type play. You have a dog on the outside who just finally returned and made his presence known with multiple sacks yesterday, multiple plays where he changed offensive plays for the positive for you, and say, well, I mean, we sucked, but we had this historic play, and all of a sudden we did this great thing. That's literally the guy. That's why you drafted the guy. So maybe let's not say it's a once in a lifetime.
I don't think that's his point, though.
But here's the problem. What you did, listen to me.
That's not a problem.
Hold on, listen to me for a second. Because you just think I want to be defensive, but I'm sick and damn tired of saying we don't make freaking plays, and we needed a defensive player to step up and make a play, and he did. And then as a team, you responded. And I'll address this too real quick. We might watch kickers kick these long field goals in college, but when they get to the NFL, for whatever reason, they struggle. I don't know if it's the speed.
I'm actually with him on that point.
If it's the speed, where are all these great kickers?
We should have addressed. We had no business taking $5 million Young Wei Koo in week one.
Hey, here's the problem.
None.
Four or five teams cut kickers like after the first 3 weeks, and we're one of them. So I just don't. I think that the problem is it's great to say go replace the guy, but kickers are a lot like pass rushers and quarterbacks. There's only about 14 that are really good, and the rest are garbage.
The kicker conversation will be picked up in 720 because there was a record made this
weekend.
Yes,
there was.
We're going to talk about him. But this Saturday from noon till 2, you can join me at Carriage Kia in Woodstock as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand, other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock with me in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, Carolina just got another win. We'll talk about that record-breaking field goal next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.